Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
The stakes, they couldn't be higher. Anthony Edwards faces off against his personal GOAT, Kevin Durant. The MVP comes to the Big Apple to take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Donovan Mitchell works to will his Cavs past the Magic. LeBron will try to stop Nikola Jokic and the reigning champs. And my friends, we are just about 22 hours away.
That's it?
Best time of year, the NBA playoffs. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express. I just love what days that you two gentlemen are in the building. Kendrick Perkins, the Hall of Famer, Michael Wilbon.
You stuck with us for a lot of hours.
I know, many hours today. I'm Malika Andrews. We've got some special guests stopping by too. Tracy Morgan, he's going to be joining the show. Zach Lowe is going to be beaming in. But we're going to start in Denver. The Nuggets, they begin their quest to repeat tomorrow. And when you look at their path that is in front of them right now, Michael Wilbon, what will their biggest obstacle be?
The schedule, the West. Having to go through three of those teams, Malika, that's going to be really difficult. More difficult, I think, than last year. The Lakers ought to be a more difficult out, much more difficult than they were a year ago.
Sure.
And whoever's on deck after that and after that. So I don't think this is a – is it a fait accompli? Let's not go there. I think the Denver Nuggets start the playoffs as the best team in all of basketball, higher than the Celtics on my list. But it can wear you out by the time you get to the third of those Western Conference opponents.
Yep.
Whoever you have to go through next even can take you out. So I just think the schedule alone is going to work against them. This sort of you got to slog through three really difficult opponents that seem properly motivated. The personnel to upset you, mm-hmm. right? And then your own situation. Are you going to remain healthy? Nobody's going to twist an ankle on Denver's team? And we've seen that already in these play-in games. So what is Denver facing in terms of just the opponents? It's a murderer's row, if you will.
Mm.
I agree with you 1,000% on everything you said and a little bit more. Are they going to get complacent, right? Like, when you think about making that first run of winning the NBA championship, the hunger, the desire is there, right? Like, the sense of urgency.
Right.
Are they going to get comfortable? The Denver Nuggets. Like, do they want it that bad? It's going to be harder for them this season. And Wilbon just talked about how deep the Western Conference is, right? Others are going to have to – how great the Western Conference is, excuse me. Others are going to have to step up, right? We think about how valuable Bruce Brown was on that team. Jeff Green, Uncle Jeff as they call him.
Yeah.
Is Christian Braun going to take that leap? Is Reggie Jackson going to be reliable?
Aiden Watts.
Is Michael Porter Jr., is he going to elevate his game and be able to match the energy of some of these teams that actually have a third star? Those are the questions. Is the Denver Nuggets the best team in the Western Conference? Yes, but it's not by a large margin.
They are the favorites in the West. They've been the favorites in the West. The field is harder.
Mm.
The bench, a little less proven, a little helter-skelter. Those are real things. This is going to be a harder path than it was last year, starting with the Lakers team that has found a real offense, an effective offense for the first time in 2 or 3 years. And I think they can hang in these games a little better than they did last year because they can score now. But one thing I'm not worried about with the Denver Nuggets, sorry to disagree with you on a Friday, Perk, I'm not worried about complacency with this group. I think this group is hungry. I think they know from the top of the organization to the 15th guy on the bench, they have an all-time special player in Nikola Jokic and a very finite chance here to do something special with him in his prime. Jamal Murray hasn't been complacent for 1 second of his entire freaking life. Neither has Michael Malone. I think these guys are coming in with the mindset of last year was last year. We're not satisfied. We want to do something special here that people in Denver and people around the NBA will remember forever. And the only way to do that is multiple championships. And the best way to do that is to do something no team has done since the Durant Warriors, and that's win two in a row. I think the hunger is there, but so is the competition.
Now, Zach, it is two difference, right? It's a difference. They could be hungry. You know, we all get hungry at times. But are they starving? That's the thing, right? Last year, they were starving for a championship. I'm not questioning whether or not they have the hunger. Are they starving, right? Are they willing to go out there and right. they, is their mindset saying, forget what we did last year. Let's approach this like we don't have a championship. And that's what I'm saying. When you get in the locker room, sometimes it like those loose balls that you were diving on the floor for last year, sometimes, you know, you might not do it this year. Like, this is a real thing.
I just want to reiterate what Zach and Michael Wilbon were saying, that a graphic that we pulled up, if we could pull that back up for 1 second, Director Kathy, thank you so very much, because the 2023 Suns, win-wise, were the best team that the Denver Nuggets faced with 45 wins. The Lakers in the first round this season, looking at potentially what their path could be, already have two more wins in the first round than the Suns did in the second round last year. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the tide rising and all these teams getting better. And the back-to-back path, really, for the Nuggets, it starts with the Lakers and LeBron James. He spoke, right, about this matchup with Denver yesterday.
I think you put a little bit too much more emphasis on it. This is our first round matchup, and I mean, we look forward to the postseason, but I haven't been like looking forward to the rematch. It shouldn't be personal at all. I think, you know, you allow yourself to get away from the game plan when you make it too personal. I've been in the postseason way too long in my career to know that you don't get too high off of game one or get too high over whoever the matchup is. You got to just stay even keeled.
So the Nuggets, they've won 8 straight against the Lakers, including that Western Finals sweep. But 3 of those 4 games, they were within 6 points. That's why we call it one of the most competitive sweeps ever. The Lakers have a tough hill to climb, though. So when you're looking at this series, Wilbon, what is the matchup that you're most focused on?
It's Jokic versus the world. I mean, what are you going to do against him? What is your philosophy in dealing with Jokic? We thought every time we see a game and something works for that game, we then decide, okay, this is the way that team should attack him. So we've seen Jokic as a scorer, and a couple of games here and there, it didn't work as well. Oh, Jokic had 45 and he still lost. All right, is that going to be a philosophy that Darvin Ham embraces? I don't know that it's a person. This is going to sound cliche, Malika, but that team has to figure out a way to battle him for as many as 7 games.
Right.
And whatever that takes. There may be some, Perk knows about this, having done it literally at that position. Perk, how many times are there situations where you don't even go in and that's one of your top 3 things, but your coach, your staff, a senior player on that team will get to something that's a plan F? That's not even a plan B. I think that is going to be necessary for the Lakers against the Nuggets.
And you know what? That's a great point, because I remember when we were playing the Cleveland Cavaliers when I was with the Boston Celtics, and Doc came into the film room and he started the film room. He said, KG, in order for us to win this series, you're going to have to be aggressive. So aggressive, I need you to get uncomfortable. 20 to 25 field goal attempts and we're going to win this series. So I'm looking at AD. Like LeBron talking about, don't take it personal. They're not taking it personal. Why not? Malika, you know when I was growing up in Beaumont, Texas, and you used to get in a fight and you'll get whooped, you want to see that guy again, you want to go fight him again, and you still get whooped, it's personal. I'm going to keep lining it up until I eventually get to know you and you smell my cologne. Yes, it's personal. They haven't beaten this team in 2 years almost. So I'm looking at Anthony Davis. That's the matchup. He's in his prime. Anthony Marshawn Davis, he's been available all year. He's an all-NBA caliber player. He has to go out there and shine like new money. If he does that, then we could be watching the upset.
Remember, it's Joker. He'll still not play with an all-star, right? Joker's never played with an all-star.
Well, Jamal Murray's not been an all-star yet.
That's right, which is insane. But nonetheless, the Lakers start this series with 2 guys who expect to be, I know I can look at my own ballot, all NBA when these ballots are counted. Two, right? LeBron and Anthony Davis. Both those guys are going to be somewhere on second and third team. So the Lakers, they have to figure they have. They can't look at this in, across the ring and see an opponent with more. I don't see that at all. The Lakers shouldn't be using any of that.
They just can't be looking too far in the rearview mirror because of all this history that all of a sudden starts to feel really big, and there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. Zach, what are you keying in this matchup?
Well, the Nuggets do have more, and the reason they have more is they have the best player in the world, the ultimate problem solver, a riddle for which no team and no defense has found a solution that lasts more than three or four possessions at a time, and that's Nikola Jokic. And they have a team that fits perfectly around him. But you know it's serious. You know it's playoff time when Perk starts using people's middle names. Anthony Marshawn Davis is going to have to have the defensive series of his life for the Lakers to have any chance. And paradoxically, that might not mean guarding Nikola Jokic because Nikola puts him in the basket. It might be, as we see on some of these clips, as the lurker on Aaron Gordon, but really on nobody and everybody at once, wreaking havoc around the lane. And look, you're going to have to mix it up. You can't play Rui Hachimura or LeBron on Nikola Jokic over and over and over again. You can't show him the same look. But Anthony Davis has been better against the Nuggets as a roving help defender than he has been trying to guard Jokic one-on-one. He's just not big enough, and when he's on Jokic, they have nobody behind the play that scares anybody with the Nuggets. It's going to be a mix of a lot of different things, but look for a lot of that setup from the Lakers. Rui Hachimura on Jokic, we saw LeBron guard him a little bit in last year's playoffs. He can't do it a lot, and he did it quite well when he did it. Look for them to move Anthony Davis around. He's got to be the best defensive player in this series by a mile for the Lakers to have any chance. And it's a tall task, and ain't nobody figured it out yet.
I was going to say, that's a Rubik's Cube that I don't think anyone has solved. Slowing down Nikola Jokic, slowing down everyone else and making Nikola Jokic beat you, sure, but slowing down Nikola Jokic is such a tall task. Wilbon, I'm hoping we can pull the curtain back from some pre-show discussions here, because you had a really interesting point. You watched Michael Jordan play. You watched him take on the greats, and you made an interesting analogy as to what could be on the line, what LeBron James could prove in this series if he can push the Nuggets.
Well, he is indeed proven everything. I mean, that's why LeBron James is on most people's, anybody's Mount Rushmore of basketball greats, whether you argue that Jordan is greater or Bill Russell or Kareem or Kobe, whatever. But LeBron wants us, he tells us, he's the GOAT. We've seen all kinds of video clips. In this game, I became the GOAT. If you're the GOAT, don't tell me, as my favorite English teacher, Jim Wall, once said to me as a freshman in high school, don't tell me, show me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Show me. This is the chance to show it again. This is the chance. You tell us this. You want us to know this. All of the supporters and all the army, legitimate, deserved army of LeBron James devotees who think he's the GOAT. Then show me now. And by the way, I don't even mean that they have to win this series. Sweep is not even on the menu. But these six or seven games, push them. Push Joker and Michael Malone to the brink here. LeBron James has that. He's the best to me actively, and maybe one of the best ever, no doubt, at diagnosing what is needed from game to game, half to half, quarter to quarter, possession to possession. That's LeBron's superpower to me. All right, let's see it against the champs. Now, game one. Let's see you make them uncomfortable. Go out and steal game one. They've had a couple of days of rest.
Right.
So I don't want to hear any more GOAT discussion. I just want to see evidence of it. And LeBron's up to that. LeBron can do that. I want to see it.
Mm. And it begins in game one, which is tomorrow on ABC. It would go such a long way if the Lakers were able to somehow nab that first game in the Mile High City. So we talked about the biggest obstacle, right, standing in the way of the Nuggets. But what about the Boston Celtics, Perk? Who could spoil that tea party? We discuss. Plus, speaking of Boston, where does Jason Tatum fall on Big Perk's big list of players with the most to prove
what
this
y'all like
season?
To know?
You won't believe who he left off the list. And Tracy Morgan, he's stopping by to give our own mayor of New York a little run for his money. Find out what the legend, what he's comparing Jalen Brunson to. That's next on NBA Today.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
NBA Today is presented by the powerful backing of American Express.
Tonight on ESPN and the app, the NBA play-in tournament, it rolls on. The eighth seed is on the line between the Bulls and the Heat. Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern. The winner gets to play the Celtics in round one. So it's time now for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book with ESPN. So let's start with the Bulls and the Heat. No Jimmy Butler in this one. Wilbon, who you taking?
I'm not going to overcomplicate this. No Jimmy Butler in this one. I'm taking the Bulls. I might have taken the Bulls anyway. Last year in this similar situation in Miami, in the fourth quarter, Miami needed a 15-1 run to beat the Bulls last year to get into the playoffs and make that run. I don't see that happening. Kobe White, 42 points, career high in the previous game. He's the most improved player, Parker, one of them, right? He's got to be somebody's top three.
For sure.
He's a better player than he was last year. You got DeMar DeRozan in form, it seems. The Bulls have enough, and they ought to be properly motivated. And once again, no Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, no Jimmy Butler.
Sadly.
No Terry Rozier either.
For no Jimmy Butler.
Straight game. We also have the Kings and the Pelicans in action. This one without Zion Williamson. Who you got in this one, Perk?
I'm going with the no, you baby. Do I think Keegan Murray is going to turn into Ray Allen again on the road? No. Do I think Ellis, the kid Ellis, is he going to ball out on the road? No. And here's why. When you look at the Pelicans, they have what? Great depth at the wing position.
Right.
Guys who guard, led by Herb Jones. And I understand that Zion is out. I believe we will see a better version of Brandon Ingram. I believe that Valanciunas will step up to the plate and dominate in the interior. He will hold his own against Sabonis. CJ McCollum will play better. It's going to be rocking in there. I don't see those guys losing three straight games at the crib, knowing that their season is on the line.
Absolutely. It all goes down tonight. So that's who we got. Who are you picking? Download the ESPN Bet app to get started. New customers
better pick
$100.
Him.
Once they place their first sportsbook bet with ESPN Bet. The Celtics, though, they have been waiting for a good long while to find out who the winner of that eight spot is going to be. They've been waiting really for almost a month here. They're the favorites to win their first NBA title since, Perk, your 2008 team. So, Zach, fill in the blank for me here. The Celtics' biggest challenge this postseason will be what?
First of all, reference to the 2008 Celtics drink. Second of all, the biggest obstacle at this point is the Celtics. This could not have broken any better for them. The Knicks, the Bucks, and the Sixers, the three biggest threats to Boston in the East, are all on the other side of the bracket. They got to beat each other up. If the Heat win this game tonight, no Jimmy Butler. Everyone's always scared of the Heat. Not anymore. The Celtics just need to focus. Get your late game offense in gear. And the one warning sign last year that it was going to get a little hairier for them than it should have was their defense started to wobble a bit. And it happened in that first round series against the Hawks that was more competitive than it should have been. For as great as this team is offensively, as sexy it is when they're bombing threes, this is an elite defensive team. They should make their bones on. We come out and stop you every single night. If they let go of the rope a little bit on that, they become vulnerable. I want to see them set a goal. Let's get to the finals with one loss, two losses, zero losses. Let's clamp down on all these teams, because if they do that, the way Milwaukee is a mess and Giannis is hurt, the Knicks are thin, the Sixers have to come from the play-in, and Embiid is, you know, not quite 100%. No one should beat them in the East.
Is Joel Embiid healthy? 100%? No. Is Giannis healthy? No. Bam Adebayo, I think, is going home tonight. Kristaps Porzingis has to be the best big in the Eastern Conference, the most dominant big in the Eastern Conference. Is he going to be healthy throughout 4-7-game series? Can you rely on him on both ends of the floor to be that anchor, especially on the defensive side of things? That's the question mark. Because, again, it's not about the Celtics getting out of the Eastern Conference. It's about the Celtics completing the mission. I don't want to hear anything else about, oh, they're going to get out of the – we know that already.
Yeah.
We can see that. They're the clear – that's why they're night and day above every other team in the Eastern Conference. No disrespect to my Knicks. But it's going to come down to Kristaps Porzingis, and is he going to be the best big in the Eastern Conference or in the postseason? Could he do that?
With everything that Zach and Perk have said here, the two things give me small concern.
Okay.
It's the Celtics' own scar tissue, right? I mean, I believe you have to have misery first, and the Celtics have had plenty of that. But are they going to now break through their own scar tissue? And one tiny little thing, big maybe they're not going to be prepared by the time they get to the finals because they won't have faced an opponent that can really challenge them. We mentioned all these teams that are injured and less than. If they get Miami, less than. If they get Milwaukee, less than. If they get Philly, less than. So where's the real challenge? Just like Denver has to overcome Murderer's Row in the West, what has Boston got to overcome in the East?
Sure.
Themselves. That's it.
But they haven't. They also haven't done that.
They haven't done that before. They have not been able to do
that. That's what they are contending with at this point, is getting out of their own way in some ways. But I'm glad that the moratorium's been lifted, that we can talk about the Boston Celtics now, because now it matters for them. Every game moving forward. We always said it's, you know, really not until the postseason, and the postseason.
March 20.
Up next, Tracy Morgan. Thank you for marking our calendars. Tracy Morgan is here to reveal if Jalen Brunson cracks his top five list of Knicks all time. And Tim Legler, he's going to stop by. He's going to show us how the Lakers can even attempt to stop Nikola Jokic, why it's all resting on one player's shoulders. Plus, with so many teams' futures on the line, Perk, he's going to reveal his list of players with the most to prove, with one glaring omission.
You're watching NBA Today, and I'm coming up next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Ah, I can't wait. Perk, I cannot wait.
Getting down to the meat and potatoes.
The playoffs start tomorrow, a.k.a. the meat and potatoes. We have a quadruple header of game ones, which means Michael Wilbon and I will be with you all day on ESPN, ABC,
better than Christmas.
App. It is better than Christmas. You can see all four matchups right here on the ESPN family of networks. Let's check out today's Driven performance brought to you by Dunkin'. The Lakers, they were swept by Denver last year. So here's Tim Legler on how they can turn the tables on the Joker.
Well, there's two ways to talk about attacking Nikola Jokic. One is your defensive game plan against him. You're going to double him, make him a scorer, make him a facilitator. A lot goes into that. I think, though, he's going to do his thing on that end. So what do we do on the other end? How do you attack Nikola Jokic to make him work? And I think Anthony Davis has some advantages in this series that can be effective. And the first is to be decisive and athletic when you make your moves. He's going to set a screen right here as Austin Reeves comes off this screen downhill. Take a look at Jokic. He's the help defender, and he doesn't turn his sprint. He sort of backpedals, which means he's not really in a very quick position. So if you're Anthony Davis, the key is to get yourself to the rim as fast as possible as Austin Reeves turns the corner. It's exactly what he does. Turn, sprint, and then here's the key. You're more athletic. Go up above the square, force Nikola Jokic to do multiple things defensively. You've got a chance to attack him. Maybe even pick up a couple of cheap fouls on action like that. The other way to go at him is direct post-ups. And Anthony Davis clearly has some things he's going to be able to do in this situation. As this ball goes into the post, he's going to take a look. And here's what he's looking at. He wants to see what this defender is doing right here. And the key is his offensive player is going to clear out, which means you're dragging the defender with you. So now Anthony Davis knows he's got nobody coming down in his lap. I can now go to work on Jokic. And how do you do it? It's, again, a quick move. He's going to spin baseline. Let's force Jokic to react to that. It's exactly what he does. It's a quick spin. Now, on the reaction, you now get his weight shifted in that direction. You can spin, come back to the middle. Again, making Jokic react to multiple moves on the same possession and then use your size, skill, and athleticism at the end of it. I think Anthony Davis can have great success in this series as a scorer and a rebounder. The key is make Jokic work to at least somewhat offset what he's doing to you on the other end.
Tim, thank you. You know what else is pretty wild is that this is just the second postseason, Michael Wilbon, in the last 35 years where multiple lower seeds are favored to win in round one.
That's how deep the West is.
Exactly. There are actually four lower seeds that are favored or with the same odds, right, as their opponent, including the Suns, minus 130 against the Timberwolves. So Zach Lowe, Mr. Wilbon, Kendrick Perkins, we're less than 24 hours away from the playoffs tipping off. We have to dive into a couple of these matchups. Several lower seeds of the favorite team. So Zach Lowe, can you indulge us in a little bit of on the low? I want to see what you're looking at. And first, we're going to look at the Suns and the Timberwolves. What are you watching in that series? Is there a specific matchup you're paying attention to?
On the low is crazy.
I love on the low.
First possession you should be looking for. Who is Karl Anthony Towns guarding? Because this is an irresistible clash of the big, huge, gigantic Minnesota Timberwolves against the smaller, faster, shooting everywhere Phoenix Suns. Karl Anthony Towns is going to have to guard a smaller, quicker guy. It was Grayson Allen when they played recently. That's a big challenge for Cat. And the Suns are 3-0 against the Wolves this year because their shooting and their speed has played Minnesota's double big lineups off the court. They've been awful against Phoenix. This is a really, really tough matchup for Minnesota. I think a worst case scenario first round matchup based on what was coming into play on the last day of the regular season. It's gut check time for the Wolves after their best season since Kevin Garnett was there.
You know, when you're looking at the Suns involved in anything, you're looking at, I mean, Durant and Booker demand your attention.
Yeah.
Your eyes go to them. They're the brightest, shiniest objects on the floor. Oh, no, 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 not in this series, okay? Because Anthony Edwards is that guy now. I'm not saying he's a better player than those guys yet, but is he on the way to that? Looks like it. Anthony Edwards makes those plays. Anthony Edwards, I may be the only person with the MVP ballot who has Anthony Edwards as high as I do. I had him second after Joker. Second, number two. Because without Cat, I think the Timberwolves still win something like 12-6 or 13-6. Anthony Edwards is the guy on that team that you now have to look at. There have been comparisons, and people need to be careful about this, with, I'm going to use a middle name now, go after Michael Jeffrey Jordan, about to perk with middle names. There have been these comparisons, and they're people better be careful with that. But I know what the comparisons are to the fierceness, to the explosion, to the personality with which he plays, to the way he rallies teammates by making some of those plays like that block where he falls and crashes to the floor and hops right back up. Those things are reminiscent. Anthony Edwards, I want to see, is this his coming out party? What are we going to get from him? And is he going to, by the end of this series, make everybody say, uh-oh?
Nah, he's the 89 version of Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Okay, I
like
say
that. I like
Zach,
that.
On the low, I understand you talking about what Cat has to, his challenges on the defensive end, but I could fight back and say if Cat is his best version of himself offensively, then it'll pose a challenge to the Phoenix Suns and what they got to do, right? So Karl Anthony Towns actually is going to be the most important person in this series. If he dominates with that two big lineup because the Suns are so slim at the big position, then they're definitely going to win this series. Karl Anthony Towns has to dominate that matchup, and I'm looking at that matchup, it might just be Kevin Durant. It might just be Kevin Durant.
Let's go to the East now, Zach. The Sixers and the Knicks series, it's pretty intriguing. All eyes, right, are going to be on Philly big man Joel Embiid, his health, how he's looking. What are you watching from him?
Well, it starts with Joel Embiid, but it's really these two incredible small guards in Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Maxey who get it done in totally different ways. Maxey's blazing speed, Brunson's all physicality, footwork, pivot moves. And in the past, the Sixers have had Joel Embiid sometimes run out and trap Jalen Brunson and blitz him because you can't just let Jalen Brunson walk into mid-range jumpers. He'll bury you under mid-range jumpers. That's taxing for a guy as big as Embiid when he's fully healthy. The Knicks are the best offensive rebounding team in the league. They beat the living snot out of you underneath. That's taxing for Joel Embiid when he's healthy. How healthy is he right now? This is a big physical test for him. And if he's not 100% or 90% wherever he is right now, he's going to have a tough time doing all the stuff on the glass in an open space that Jalen Brunson and the Knicks demand you do to have a shot at stopping them. This is going to be a slugfest of a series, and these two guards are special, special players, Maxey and Brunson.
I'm going to tell you this. Hartenstein is the most underrated center in the league. It's a reason Mitchell Robinson came back. It's a reason Mitchell Robinson came back, and he came, and he's still coming off the bench. He can't do what this man Hartenstein does and bring to the table, especially IQ-wise. You need a guy that's going to be able to figure things out on the fly when Jalen Brunson is getting trapped in that short roll, flow the game in the middle, kick out, spraying out to the corners. I'm telling you, people underestimating this kid, y'all go see tomorrow.
All those people that were just mentioned, that Zach and Perk mentioned, they're going to bring physicality. This team is coached by Tom Thibodeau.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're going to beat up on Joel Embiid. And it's too bad that he is not healthy to respond in the best way he could in the MVP way. But all that physicality kind of spells doom for the Sixers.
Particularly when you need Joel Embiid to be that guy in the paint when Jalen Brunson starts driving through the lane. Because without him at 100%, that could spell a little bit of trouble for Philadelphia. I'm with you, Will, but I'm bummed. I wanted to see this full-strength matchup because I really think that Philadelphia could be a very dangerous seventh seed, but not if Joel Embiid isn't fully healthy. Hey, friends, before we bounce, brought to you by SiriusXM, Ashley Moyer Gleish will soon become the second woman in NBA history to referee a playoff game, and the first since 2012. She was one of 36 referees that were picked by the league to ref round one of the playoffs. She joins Violet Palmer as the only other woman picked for a playoff assignment. Moyer Gleish is a former Division II basketball player, was promoted to a full-time NBA official in 2018. And as for her future goals, she hopes to one day be the first woman to officiate an NBA Finals game, which is just awesome. She said, quote, getting that opportunity, it would be monumental. And I certainly hope that we get to witness that. Congratulations. Perk, I'm going to try it. You ready? New York, stand up. New York, stand up. Knicks superfan Tracy Morgan is here.
That was pretty good. That was all right.
If Jalen Brunson cracks his top five Knicks of all time. Was that okay?
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't clear my throat for New York, stand up. I need more bass.
Orange and blue sky.
Orange and blue skies, baby. That's much more my thing.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
What do you guys want? You want Eastern Conference Final? Is that what the goal is? Is it a championship? Is it, what are we trying
to do? Well, it should be a championship, but you got to crawl before you.
Okay.
This New York Knicks team is a legit title contender.
Back out to Brunson. His three. Time!
Brunson, three on the shot clock for DiVincenzo.
This is a team you don't want to play early on in the playoffs where you got to go out there and get a bucket. Is that game going to slow down? Them guys going to strap up.
We know the New York Knicks face off against the Philadelphia 76ers in the first round, but Perk, have we decided on a nickname for you yet, a title? Is it Mayor of New York?
I'm cool with whatever.
All right.
You know what I mean? Mayor, however you want to call it.
Mayor is what I've been seeing on social media, but I'm not even sure Mayor can hold a candle to when you talk about a comedian, an actor, a star of SNL, 30 Rock, the last OG, and New York Knicks superfan, Tracy Morgan.
There you go.
Joining us here on NBA Today. Thank you so much for stopping by, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
We are thrilled to have you here. I got to start with, do you think that mayor is the appropriate title for the way that Kendrick Perkins has been repping for New York?
He's the governor. He's the governor. He hitting switches. Don't get it twisted.
That's my guy.
Yeah. That's my guy. I love that man called Big Perk. I love him. He's the one that gave the nickname Big Body Brunson, baby.
Tracy Morgan is plugged in.
Listen, I just did Brunson and Hart's podcast.
Yep.
And I told Brunson, you on the level of Joe Namath, baby.
He said that when he was evoking you. He was quoting you, and then he said on the level with Joe Namath as well. You were courtside for the final game of the season. Were you surprised to see Tibbs go all the way out, play all of his guys in overtime to go and secure that win and the number two seed?
Let me tell you something. That's not the way they train. If you lose a game on purpose, you are a loser. You don't deserve to be champion. That's how we play. We winners. We play to win.
And the New York Knicks did. They didn't play any games.
Coach Biddy. I used to coach middies, man, 12 and under. And they called me the Black Bobby Knight. I'm throwing Gatorade buckets on the floor, cans, everything. If you don't play defense, you're coming out the game.
Yeah.
Championships, plural. But is there any celebrity that reps the Knicks harder than you do, Tracy?
Not in my book. Not in my book. I've been going to the Garden since 77. We sat way up there, me and my dad. So it's bigger than the game for me. When I go to the Garden, it reminds me of my dad. My dad died of AIDS in 1987. So it brings back memories for me.
Here's my question to you. Everyone, including Vegas, is counting you guys out in this series. And the reason that they're counting you out is because of a big fella by the name of Joel Embiid. Can you guys stop him and can y'all slow him down?
It's done already. We ain't got to do nothing. It's done already. You see what we did to him? And he had 37 when we played them the first time. We can handle them. We're not worried about them. We're not worried about Boston either. This is the league right now, man. Anything can happen.
Well, Perk has said that he thinks that he's claiming his New York Knicks can go all the way to the conference finals. What do you think?
Well, I got to do a game with Big Perk. I got to do a game with you before I leave this earth, man. I got to sit down next to you. You had the same way you feel about me? That's how I feel about you. That's how I feel about you. I love you to death. I love both of y'all to death, man.
Let me ask you this, legend. Let me ask you this question. We know what Big Body Brunson is going to do, right? In order to advance, you got to have that other Robin on the side of you to be able to elevate his game. Without Julius Randle, who's going to be that guy?
OG, you got Josh Hart, you got McBride, he gonna open up. You got Dante, you got the big Ragu, he gonna open up. Everybody, next man up, man.
The Nova Knicks. So oftentimes on this show, we have Big Perk do a big list for us of various different things. And he's going to do one in the show today. But before we get to that, I'm hoping that you can give us a big list, because I'd love to know your top five Knicks of all time. And has Jalen Brunson cracked that list for you yet?
If you come to my crib and go down to my indoor gym, I got the Knicks on the wall. I got a place waiting for the team. Brunson is on that top five. You got Brunson. You got Bernard. You got Sugar Ray Robinson. You got a lot. You got Patrick.
Okay.
Mello's on there. Mello's on there.
Okay. Mello sort of rounds out that top
Mello
five.
Mello was sweet like bear meat.
You're going to borrow that one?
Yeah.
You're going to end up using that on the show.
Sweet like bear meat. Sweet like alligator meat, baby.
So do you have any – Perk also gives pep talks oftentimes to players who maybe need to have a big game in order to get it done. Do you have a pep talk for what Joel Embiid is going to be facing, the atmosphere for Knicks fans, a pep talk to get them ready for how they should be handling Joel?
Forget Joel. I faced an 18-wheeler, and I'm here. I'll tell him my story. I'll testify to the team. I faced an 18-wheeler truck, and I'm here. Next man up. I'm here. If I could do it, y'all could do it. Close your eyes and go get it. The dream don't come no closer. Now you got to reach out and get it. Y'all been playing scrappy. Y'all ain't gave up all year long. Don't start now. You got the whole team. This city is on fire right now.
Where are you going to be at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow night as the New York Knicks tip off at home against the Philadelphia 76ers?
This is my first cousin. This is my first cousin. We're going to be Celebrity Row tomorrow.
Celebrity Row tomorrow. You can catch him there. Tracy will also catch your stand-up tour on TracyMorgan.com. And we're going to see him courtside at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Thank you, Legend.
Appreciate you, Legend.
Love you guys. I love you.
Real love.
That's that real love. That genuine.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so much fun. Coming up, Big Perk. He has his big list of players with the most to prove this postseason. You won't believe who he left off the top of his list. Don't touch that remote. NBA Today, we'll be right back.
NBA Today is presented by the powerful backing of American Express.
It is time for the biggest moment of the show. Big Perk's big list of players with the most to prove this postseason. Perk, the floor is yours, sir.
Damn it, it's 4:20 tomorrow, and I'm fired up. You get that? You got that? Not fired up for those reasons. Fired up because it's the NBA playoffs, and it starts tomorrow. So you know I had to come out with a list, and damn it, I'm coming out, and I'm in full flesh. Big Perks, big list of who has most to prove in the NBA playoffs, okay? We starting off hot. Bam! Put it up there. Dame Dollar. He asked for it, right? He wanted out. He the third seed. People doubting him. Can you be the best player in the series? I believe so. No Giannis Antetokounmpo. You should be able to hold your own. Get the Bucks through the first round. You have more than enough pieces. We know that you're capable of elevating your game. Damn it, you earned the nickname Dame Time for a reason.
Right.
Coming in at number four. Come on, Malika.
Bam!
There we go. Put it up there. Bradley Beal, listen, we know why the Phoenix Suns traded for him. To get him over the hump. We know what Kevin Durant is going to bring. We know what Devin Booker is going to bring to the table. Bradley Beal, are you going to elevate your game and be a star in your role, whatever that may be? If they want you to play the point, do it in great fashion. If they need you to score the ball, do it in great fashion. If they need you to defend, do it in great fashion. Wilbon, give me some energy over there, Legend. Just give it to me.
Bam!
There we go. James Harden. You called Darren Moore a liar for not giving you a max contract. Well, damn it, this is your time. We don't know the status of Kawhi Leonard. We don't. Are you going to earn your money? Everything is earned. Nothing is given. We know your history. In the postseason, you fold like clean sheets every single time. This is an opportunity for you to get in your bag and earn your paper. Coming in at number two, Malika, give me a little bit more energy. I think the
fire!
There we go. Put it up there. My boy, Big Body Brunson. You know why? They're the number two seed, and Vegas in the world got Philly picked to beat them. Not me, but I need Big Body Brunson again to go out there, because every single night he got to go out there and prove his love. You know where I get that saying from? The five heartbeats. Damn it, put the world on notice. I'm putting the pressure on you because I don't like to look wrong, okay? That's number one.
Fair.
Bam! Put it up there. Jason Tatum.
Okay.
Zero excuses. You have the perfect team around you. Wick Grospeck, Brad Stevens. They have done everything in their power to surround you with talent so that you could go and hang a banner in the TD Garden. You got to go handle the business. You got to stand on business in the big moments. Damn it, it's 420 tomorrow. I'm fired up. The world's fired up. It's the most wonderful time in the basketball day.
So this is Big Perk.
This is my list
of players with the most to prove in the
season.
Yeah.
Bam!
Yeah, there we
even
go.
Got some bams from Michael Wilbon. That's
there we
how
go.
You know it's a good day. But when you're not just looking at players with the most to prove, when you're looking at teams who have the most at stake in the first round of the playoffs, that's an interesting conversation as well. I want to bring Zach Lowe back in for that. Zach, in your opinion, what team has the most at stake here?
Yeah, Malika, you're asking me. You're not asking Wilbon. You're not asking Perk. So I'm going to go, bam, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mm. No Timberwolf came up on Perk's list, although he did say, and Perk, you're right, Karl Anthony Towns has to physically dominate the smaller Suns for the Wolves to pull this off in the first round. And why I'm saying the Wolves is this. Feel-good story, number one in the West for most of the season.
Right.
They have a gigantic financial brick wall coming at them. We don't even know who's going to own the team when that brick wall comes at them. And I know this, owners pay the luxury tax through the nose for teams to get far in the playoffs.
Yep. Mm.
They don't pay the luxury tax through the nose for teams that lose in the first round. If they lose in the first round, you got to look at that salary bill for the next couple of years and say, uh-oh, someone might be on the move.
Right. I think the Timberwolves absolutely fit that criteria. Another team that I imagine would have to be the Milwaukee Bucks, Michael Wilbon. How much is at stake for them?
Everything's at stake for them too, Malika. But with no Giannis to start this, and we don't know what we're going to get and when we're going to get it, I move Milwaukee to the side a little bit. I'm giving them a pass because just no, who's going to win without their best player in today's NBA? The answer is nobody. Now, the team I'm looking at is the Phoenix Suns. Zach's got the other team in that very matchup. I know with Giannis not there, the Suns. And Perk mentioned Bradley Beal, and he's right about that, but that's a shared responsibility. They still have not gotten over the absence of a game-managing leader, a lead playmaker. Can they borrow Chris Paul, by the way? He's not doing anything right. I just wonder about that.
Yeah.
But the Suns, when they put this roster together, didn't Vegas go crazy and install them? They put them right up there with Denver at that time.
Yeah.
Now, but they're all three healthy. It seems like they're the healthiest they've been all season. The Suns, pressure on them.
3-6 in both conferences are going
six.
To be
Ooh.
Very interesting.
Yeah, stuff.
The playoffs start tomorrow, my friends. Enjoy them, and we'll see you Monday.